Welcome to the November 2021 Ramble with your host, Sailor Slattern. I'm flying by the seat of my pants right now. This is like the third time that I tried recording this, believe me. It is November 30th, and I don't know what to say. Oh, this is shaping up to be like the second busiest time of the year for me so far. I've got to prepare for the winter holidays. It's my birthday month. Work's picked up. I'm trying to record a few things, edit them, and have them ready to go on my Soundgasm so that I can release them over the holidays and not have to worry about recording anything when I should be taking it easy. And if that's not enough, I'm still doing EFO work, which I'm not complaining. It brings me almost more joy to help other people on their files than to create mine from scratch. I'm not stressed out. I just don't know what I'm recording today. This might be the shortest ramble I've ever posted, and I know it's not the first time I've said that, but this time I mean it. I'm sorry, William. So while I wait for questions to come in from my dear friends that I messaged being like, "So, hey, do you have any questions that I could answer during my monthly ramble? Because I'm at a loss." While we wait for them to get back to me, it's time for everyone's favorite segment. Hey, Siri. Please tell me a joke.
Why did the moon skip dinner? It was full.
Oh my god. What a good servant. What a good servant. Oh, fuck. So, some of the best advice I've ever been given in my entire life, and it's... If you're holding something small and you drop it, don't immediately lunge for it and try to catch it, because that's when you're gonna fucking lose it. Just stop and watch where it lands, and then you can pick it up. Yeah. Yeah. I've got my first batch of questions in right now. That's a good question. I don't know if I want to answer it. Unless I missed it, you said the reasons why you wouldn't do a ramble fap, but I don't think you went into details about why you did. Why did I post a ramble fap? Well, I think it had a lot to do with interacting with people who made me feel very comfortable in my sexuality. I am a late bloomer, have been my entire life, so I don't feel like I was introduced into this lifestyle until very late, and now I'm trying to make up for lost time, which is not a very healthy way to tackle that, I'm sure. But, I mean, I was already making these for people that I love, and they loved them, so it just seemed like a natural next step. I'm already recording files pretending to have orgasms, then why not go full measure and just release the actual thing? I don't know. It doesn't bother me. When I first started this hobby, I set down like these heavy ground rules. I'm never going to post a real orgasm, and I know why I made that rule. It's because I was trying to be like my teacher. If it was good enough for him, it was good enough for me. All right. The second question is, do you like pictures of man hands? I've never been asked that before. I definitely like the look of the weathered, strong hands of a man who's been on this planet for a while. Shouldn't have said that out loud. All right. I think I have another question coming in. When you record, how much voice / throat practice / stretches and exercise do you do before recording? So, here's the deal. I got some really good advice from another VA on my favorite server. You know you should record, but you're not in the mood yet to record. So, what I sometimes do, especially after hearing this wonderful strategy, is to just start recording until you're in the mood. Not sexually, but sometimes what it takes for me to take a script seriously or to really get into the character that I'm playing is to find that one line in the script within hopefully the first 5 minutes that has me testing out different inflections. And once I find myself in that state where I'm like, would she say it like this or would she say it like this? That's when I'm like, okay, that was enough practice. Let's go to the beginning and start again. As I gloated in one of my first monthly rambles, recording isn't hard for me. That part is easy. For me, it's making sure that the final has everything that I want in it. The right sound effects, the right delivery. And yeah, yeah. Yeah, actually, I should mention that. One of the questions I got was, did everything work out with Soundgasm? I upload everything I have to Soundgasm. I do have, no, leave me alone. I do have backups of everything, but they are across fucking two computers and one floating hard drive. It's not actually floating, but it moves around. And I learned a lot from this experience when Soundgasm went down for like a day. That's the first time I've witnessed anything like that. It made me realize that I had too many eggs in one basket. I'm not going to jump onto another platform and start uploading my wares there right away. I'm really hoping that Soundgasm opens itself up to the possibility of people being able to pay for more space or better bandwidth. That would be a perfect world. I have no problem with paying Soundgasm for the services that I utilize it for at all. Whether or not it came with benefits, the moment Soundgasm's like, hey, you can donate monthly, then I'm there. I will support this thing that has, as far as I'm concerned, supported me since April 1st. Anyway, I have another question. Nope. Actually, you know what? There's a bot on this server. I wonder if it's still up. Truth or dare? I will ask it to give me a truth. With the rating R. Go. Have you ever rim-jobbed or got rim-jobbed? Have you ever rim-jobbed or got rim-jobbed? Oh my god. Oh. I'm going to answer that one. Yes. Anyway, yeah. So, you've made it to the end, I believe. No other questions are coming in. Looks like I flat out... So, you have made it to the end, and like all of its predecessors, this file has a surprise at the end. For those of you who do not know, I collect my bloopers and outtakes from everything I recorded in that month, and I slap it at the end of this file, and it's funny, or at least it's supposed to be. So, that's it. Thank you for listening. And happy holidays. I'll talk to you next month. Alone. Together. In this cozy fucking trucks. Oh, excuse me. Okay, that sounded like a frog.
Ribbit.
Spreading your legs so eagerly. Just waiting for the moment when I feel you and grip and squeeze me so slightly. Okay, going again from the top. I want you to look me in the eyes with intense lust and tell me how you want me to take you.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. I want to snuggle with you. I'd like to experiment by feeding. The power of two sounding snaps. Oh my god, I thought that was a cat. Cold read, we're doing a cold read, we're doing a cold read, we're doing a cold read. Hi. I'm in the middle of recording a script. No, not at all. In fact, I don't know if I'm going to... Oh no. That totally broke. Oh no, it totally... Oh, damn it. Am I gonna have to do these posts? God damn it, I just broke a condom. Was that my... Yeah, that's it. That's it. Pet me. Pet me and call me a good kitty. Oh, yeah, that's it. Pet me. Pet me and call me a good kitty. Pet me and call me... I'm gonna record all of that again.